Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
In the book, I talk about, you know, how do you know if a dream is from the Lord? One of the ways is that it's going to be bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we're kids, so often we have these big dreams, and what happens when by the time we reach adults, you know, they get chopped down to these very small, manageable proportions. Why? Well, we tell ourselves because we don't want to be disappointed, or we tell our kids, well, we don't want you to be disappointed, son or daughter. So, you know, just go with something that's easy and that you can accomplish. And I think it's the opposite of what we should be doing. We should be setting our goals higher, not lower, because our God is truly the author of bigness, so to speak, not littleness. And so here we are, one of our things of setting our dreams, you know, of setting that call that was even larger than us was, here we had been a company for about 10 years, and we had a nice place where we released a movie to DVD. It would go on television. It would go through churches and everything. And then we felt God saying, no, you have to, now I want you to take those movies to the theater. I want you to take them beyond where you are comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's not dead. We made that little movie. We had to raise $6 million to put it in the theaters. We didn't have that money all the way up, almost until we released, and the studios turned us down. Even the faith-based different companies, we could not find the help that we needed from anyone. And God finally brought in that last bit of money. We almost mortgaged our company basically to release this movie. And the weekend that it came out, so the God came through at the last minute, so we could actually do it. And then, you know, it came out on a Friday. That Monday morning, all of a sudden, it broke all these records. It was, you know, Hollywood was calling us. Everybody from Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, you know, every news place on the planet. And they all had the same question for me. It was interesting. They would say, well, what is the secret of your success? And the irony of that is it brought me back to, you know, that very first conversation I ever had with Leslie Nielsen about perseverance. And I think God calls all of us to persevere. But the secret of my success, and I'll go even one step farther, and the secret of your success and all of our successes is I let go finally of what I wanted for myself. I let go of what I wanted for myself. And I said, Lord, you take my life. You do with it what you will. And I let him do with it what he wanted. And so that was, you know, going to going above and beyond. You know, Ephesians 3:20 talks about he will do exceeding abundantly beyond anything that we could have ever asked or imagined. And God did that with God's Not Dead 2. You know, that was an unbelievable. It was the number one independent movie of 14. Hollywood was calling all the, you know, they have these massive boardrooms where they sit around, and they're called war rooms is what they call them, you know, how they're going to take over the world basically. And William Morris and CAA. And what we found through different sources was what they were discussing was who is PureFlix and what is this God's Not Dead and how do we do the same thing?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.